every Yiddish kind is told of Hillel looking so tired and cold. He earned but a penny a day, and half of it he used to pay the shoimer who sat at the gate of the Beis HaMedrash, making sure everyone paid. One day even that heavy traffic he didn't earn, Shoimit said, sorry, you can't come in to learn. So he climbed up on top of the skylight. It was Erev Shabbos at this man of twilight. The heavy snow began to fall, but Hillel didn't notice it at all. Inside was burning the fire of Toyre, Alech Levona Eish Toyre, every word so precious to know. In the morning they discovered his frozen body covered under three yamis of snow. The ice had frozen every limb. Quickly they brought him in. Warmed him up by the fire. The story continues to inspire. As I have it can't be contained, for so many doiroi sustain were burning feverishly. Ki choyla sahavoni. The Gemara Baba Kamed Afayin Zayin. You see, blood is only Tosfos, you should be Mayin. Hear the Masse and listen when and how that Tosfos was written. An entire yeshiva of Bale Tosfos were chained and bound, and they were taken into a crusader's dungeon deep under the ground. At dawn they were to be burnt alive. Yet only one night left of life. With sharp knives their fingers they cut. In a bowl they collected the blood. And with that reading, they began the Tosfos to write. They wrote and wrote through the night. They wrote because they knew that they must. They wrote it for us, for our children, for eternal learning. They he poured out onto the pages the Kedusha of ages, even as their gufim were burning. Who can understand such a love, such a keshet rabbein shaloi lam abba? We heilig of Hashem elu b'buk and see ki choy la sahavoni. Plus, if Hakoyim was a very poor man, he never had a cent in his hand. But to him, the Rebbeinu Shloim gave to lechtige kinder Yehuden Ayelei. Each one of them only owned one shirt. One morning the mother had to wash it out from the grime and the dirt. They had nothing to hide to win. She said, stay into the roving and wait over there. The Melamed came to the house looking for them. Where am I to pray? The father asked, where are they? She showed them, they're standing over there. They never don't even have a shirt to wear. The father said, it's not because I for toyed it to miss even one word. And he took off his own shirt. Took his kinderlich and put them both in it. He said, Leute, chede, don't waste a minute. Then as I get laughing in chede, mit ein Hemd verbeide, mi kenzen zu stellen, wie es sei tos. But these children began to grow, and today, and the kindlis aspeikis, and how you lay became the eidigik, it's always. We are Zahave, how can we compete? Ali Yipshav, Mamishu Nashi. We can clearly see. Kichoy la Zahavoni. Young boy stood at his mother's bedside. Er weinte still, and he cried, and he cried. But the Sharei Shamayim were closed, and in the Shama to Shamayim arose. He was only a bachur of 16 years. He thought he cried out all of it. But 6 months later, like a nightmare coming true, his father was nifted too. Young Chaim Shmulevitz was left all on his own, with his brothers and sisters to raise alone. It was a time of hunger and war, and all day he had to stand in the storm. But at night the candle was burning, he was sitting and learning hours and hours of Torah so deep. Years later his brother would say he was like our father and mother, but we never ever saw. 19 he was my daddy knew. Ulif Shas and Pochkin Balpe through and through. Oh, how could this possibly be? No כי חוילה סהבוני Spallel now that we should be zoiche Tzina zelche asobo gizoiche Mir betin bitahe libeinu Behalem no Hashem Eloikeinu Eboin sheloi lam givas cheyshe ken tshuke Isi toide azo voi me suke Fill our hearts with fire